This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tomorrow, a group of senior church leaders will be joining forces with Micah Challenge to talk to federal politicians about poverty. Now, this is a really interdenominational event. We've got leaders from the Baptist, Uniting Church, Australian Christian Churches, the Churches of Christ, the Salvos, the Vineyard, the Anglicans, all taking part. John Beckett is the national coordinator of Micah Challenge. He's on the line to tell us more. Hi, John.
Good morning, Katrina.
You must be excited about this.
Oh, yeah. It's been hard work the last couple of days. Trying to bring together church leaders and politicians is always an interesting task. But, yeah, very excited at the way it's panned out.
Yeah, I mean, it must be pretty encouraging to you that so many politicians are making time to meet with yourself and with other church leaders.
Yeah, we just set aside one day and we looked to get a group of 10 to 12 church leaders, and then we contacted some politicians and we've filled the day with 30 meetings and with some senior people in Parliament as well. And so we're really excited about the day ahead.
I understand you actually didn't have enough time to meet with all the people who wanted to meet with you. Is that right?
Yeah, which wasn't great. There were a few politicians that gave us a call and we'd filled our schedule and just couldn't manage anymore. So it's exciting that there's a real response and a real desire from the political leaders to hear what the Christian voice is on these issues.
Now, you've met with politicians before. What's different about what you're doing this time?
I think it's the key is that we're bringing church denominational leaders in front of them. I think the politicians know that Micah Challenge is predominantly about grassroots supporters, and they know that the Christian development agencies are very much behind the campaign. Mm-hmm. But to bring denominational leaders and sit them down in front of them to give them a chance to share their passion and their church's passion to see poverty eradicated and halved by 2015 is the real distinctive of this visit.
And what are the main issues that you're going to focus on in your discussions?
They're continuing to try and get the both parties or both all sides of politics to continue to commit to the 0.5% commitment of money going to aid, so 0.5% of our gross national income going to aid by 2015.
So where's that up to, John? Have people committed to that or they haven't?
Yeah, both sides have committed to that, but with pressures on the budget, obviously we need to continue to raise our voice. At the moment, we're just at 0.35%, so it's 35 cents in every $100. There's a commitment to get to 0.5 by 2015, and we actually, our desire is for them to go beyond that to 0.7%, which is an internationally agreed target that Australia has signed up to a couple of times.
Okay. What else will you be talking about?
Yeah, and then the idea is that we also want that money to be spent as effectively as possible for poverty alleviation. And so there's a number of areas with relation to what are called the Millennium Development Goals, a set of 8 goals that were set up by the United Nations in 2000 to seek to halve poverty by 2015. A couple of those areas are child and maternal health and then water and sanitation and environmental sustainability, and they're areas that aren't tracking so well when you look at the indicators that measure the goals. And so our focus is to try and get more of that money committed to things that work for making a difference for the poor in those three areas.
Okay, so you've obviously already got the information about the things that are most effective, is that right? And you just want the politicians to commit to those areas?
Yeah, absolutely. In all those areas, we know simple solutions that work. So, for instance, in child health, we know that vaccinations work. We know that bed nets that stop kids from getting malaria work. We know that looking after mothers while they're pregnant works. And so we just need the political will and the systems in place to be able to do them.
So they're the development goals that aren't tracking so well. You mentioned child and maternal health, water and sanitation and environmental sustainability. What are the areas in which some good progress has been made?
Yeah, sure. I did mention water and sanitation. The sanitation goal in particular isn't going well, but there is good progress being made towards the provision of clean water around the world. So that's an exciting thing. There's a financial goal that looks like it will be met by 2015, and that's largely because of the development in India and China. So there are parts of the world where that goal won't be met. There are some goals around education, which are progressing well, trying to get particularly young girls into primary education. So that's been exciting to see. So a number of areas that are progressing really well.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, how can people who are listening add their support to what you're doing tomorrow?
I think just by adding your own voices, we'll be coming down to Voices for Justice in September, which is where we bring ordinary Australians from right across the country to Canberra to sit them in front of politicians as well. So there's an opportunity there for people to register and come to Canberra and do this yourselves. But if you can't make it to Canberra, then we have an offering of letters campaign where we bring letters from every electorate across the country and present them to the leaders as well. Mm. So that's another opportunity.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, John, well, thanks for telling us all about it. All the best for your meetings tomorrow. I hope they're really productive and they go well and that you get some good commitments out of our politicians.
Yeah, thanks so much, Katrina. I appreciate it.
No worries. That's John Beckett. He's the National Coordinator of the Market Challenge. They're holding over 30 meetings with members of Parliament tomorrow. And if you want to know more about the Market Challenge or perhaps the Voices of Justice event coming up in September, their website is micachallenge.org.au. That's M-I-C-A-H, micachallenge.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.